Hello and welcome to How to Feel Good, the podcast where we talk about health, osteopathy and burnout. And today we're actually talking about burnout once again, because we will discuss 5 symptoms of burnout you might not have been aware of before. But first, a little life update from my side, because I kind of like to treat this podcast as a little diary. January was a bit tough for me because I was sick with the flu and it was quite severe, so I was knocked out for 2 whole weeks. And to be quite honest, my throat is still hurting a little bit. I think my body needs a little bit more time to recover. But it was really interesting for me to observe myself, my thoughts and my behavior during this time. It was a situation that is rather unusual for me because usually I'm blessed with good health and a strong immune system. I had COVID right at the end of last year and I was sick for 3 days and then tired for maybe 2 days and then I was over it. So I'm used to a cold going away after 3 to 5 days. And this time it was really not the case. I had a fever for more than a week, a throat inflammation from hell. And after the fever got better, I got a bacterial super infection, including conjunctivitis, that bound me to my bed and painkillers for 1 more week. And I have to admit that I kind of expected my body to just be fine after 5 days. And when it wasn't the case, I was kind of disappointed with myself for not functioning the way that I'm used to. And I think that is really interesting because although I am an osteopath specializing in burnout and stress disorders, it shows what expectations I still have towards my body. I did struggle accepting that this flu was going to take longer than I had planned. I had to cancel and in some way disappoint patients for which I could not be there. And of course, as a self-employed osteopath, it also meant that I would not have an income for these 2 weeks. I had to face the fact that in this case, there was not much that I could do instead of rest. And regarding my experience with recovering from burnout, I would have thought that it would have been easier for me to accept the situation. But it showed that I still expect my body and myself to perform to a certain standard. And that taking a full unplanned break for 2 weeks was much more difficult than expected. But I was confronted with the reality that it wasn't easy and that all the mental and emotional progress that I did during those years of burnout recovery were great, but that I'm not finished unpacking all that, and that's okay. I won't beat up myself for it. As I say, I could just neutrally observe myself. But maybe this was an important experience in order to see where I'm at regarding my expectations towards myself. But now let's get into the topic of this episode, 5 signs of burnout that you probably did not know about. As a little disclaimer, these symptoms are not exclusive to burnout. You could experience those symptoms for different reasons, for example, depression or other mental or physical problems. But since burnout is one of the main topics of this podcast, we will specifically focus on these symptoms in the context of burnout today. Now let's clarify the word burnout first. I don't want to dive too deeply into that because I already made other episodes on this, but let's have a brief little summary. Burnout is a physiological, emotional, and mental state that occurs after a prolonged time of high stress. The term prolonged time can vary between different people. It can go from months to multiple years, and it depends on the person, their resilience, the stress itself, and the circumstances. I like to look at burnout from a very physiological way because I'm an osteopath and I work with the body. If you look at our autonomous nervous system, meaning the part of our brain and nerves that regulate our bodily functions that we can't control, then we can identify 3 states of being. The first one would be the state of relaxation, in which we are calm, we digest our food, we feel relaxed and comfortable, we are creative and we connect with others. This is also the state that we need to be in order to sleep. The second one would be fight or flight. Here we are functioning, getting stuff done quickly, maybe because we have a deadline. We run because we need to catch a train. We raise our voice to get our point across. We quickly react in dangerous situations. In this state, we feel the adrenaline, for example, before we perform something on stage or before an exam. And this state helps us to function and focus in difficult or important situations. Both of these states are totally physiological. If you think about yourself and your life, there's probably times in which you need to function, at work maybe, or during an important event. And then there's times in which you can let go. When you meet your loved ones, during holidays, for example, or when you take a little afternoon nap when everyone else is out of the house. A healthy nervous system can switch between those 2 states. Periods of stress are normal as long as we can still calm down afterwards. Now the third state is a survival state. This state is not physiological anymore. It can be described as a nervous system shutdown. It is called the freeze state and is either a reaction to one majorly stressful event in which you shut down in order to not feel too overwhelmed. For example, when you're in a life-threatening situation in which you can't rescue yourself. Victims of sexual or physical abuse often describe that they leave their body in order to not feel what happens to them. It is a protection mechanism of the body that helps us survive horrible events. But freeze can also occur as the result of prolonged stress, and this is how it intertwines with burnout. If you have lived in an unbalanced state of your nervous system for too long, meaning you were stuck in fight or flight for months or years without proper recovering time, in the relaxed state, your body can collapse and shut down into freeze state as well. And that's where you experience burnout symptoms. So I like to see burnout as a state of a shutdown nervous system after prolonged time of being in fight or flight. Of course, all that is a little more complex than I just explained it, but let's get into the symptoms of this state. Remember, it is a physical, cognitive, and emotional condition. So the symptoms occur in all these categories. The very first symptom I want to discuss is decision fatigue. Decision fatigue describes the inability to take a decision. It can occur when we're too overwhelmed because taking a decision does require some resources and energy. In order to take a decision, you need to be able to imagine the different choices, understand the consequences of each choice, and check in with your logic and intuition. When you're burnt out, these cognitive processes can be too much for you. Taking the smallest decision can become too difficult. Picking an ice cream flavor, for example. Or I remember when I was very burnt out, making a hairdresser appointment was too difficult for me because I had to choose from so many different salons. Decision fatigue can be very dreading and it can lead to avoiding making decisions. One can continue to postpone a decision or ask others to make the decision for them. If it's about an ice cream flavor or hairdresser, it may not be the end of the world. But if it affects big life-changing decisions, this problem can lead to a lot of trouble. The second symptom is waking up tired. If you wake up unrested every morning after a sufficient amount of sleep, there's something wrong. Burnout messes up a lot of your bodily systems. It does not only affect your nervous system, as I already explained you, it also interferes with your hormonal system. And our hormonal system is a very fine-tuned, complex system of chemical influences that coordinates our bodily functions. It affects our fertility, our metabolism, our energy levels, our sleep, our hunger levels, and many more. The smallest changes in our hormonal system can have huge effects. One important hormone that is affected by burnout is called cortisol. It is often called a stress hormone because our cortisol levels rise when we find ourselves in stressful situations. But cortisol is not a bad hormone per se. It is a natural circadian hormone, which means it operates in a daily cycle. Simply put, if we have a lot of cortisol in our body, we're very awake. If we have low cortisol, we're tired. So naturally, we release the highest amount of cortisol in the morning in order to wake up and get going, and have the lowest peak at night because it's time to sleep. The counterpart in this cycle is melatonin, by the way. Melatonin is released at night in order to make us tired and sleepy, and it is the lowest in the morning since we need energy to get up. Now, our hormonal system is quite sensitive, and one thing you need to remember is all our different hormones are interconnected. So if you mess with one, you will mess up all of them at some point. I made an in-depth episode about cortisol already, so if you want to learn more about that, go check that one out after you finish this one. The episode is called How to Become a Winter Person. Now, cortisol is a little tricky because when we are exposed to prolonged stress, we tend to release too much cortisol over a long period of time. And as I said, our hormonal system is very, very sensitive. That overproduction of cortisol can lead to a bunch of health issues, including weight gain, panic attacks, fertility struggles, and many more. And since it is the hormone that rules over our energy levels, it can mess up our sleep as well. The symptoms may include insomnia, trouble falling asleep, waking up during the night, a very light sleep, nightmares, night sweat, and many more. It can also lead to a low quality of sleep, meaning that you fall asleep, but you stay in a superficial state. You don't reach the deep sleep phases in which your body recovers, regenerates, and repairs itself. That might be why you wake up unrested, even though you might have slept for more than 8 hours. And I want to repeat, waking up tired and unrested every morning is not normal. Of course, people have slightly different circadian rhythms. Some are early birds, some are night owls. But a good night's sleep should leave you feel rested and energetic in the next morning. Of course, tiredness and bad sleep quality are symptoms that can have many, many causes, but chronic stress is one very common one, and it might be the reason why you don't recover at night. So if you wake up every morning and you feel like a truck went over you, if you're unapproachable before your first coffee, this might be a symptom of burnout. The third symptom you might not know is a symptom of burnout is procrastination. Now, if you're a person that is prone to burnout, that means that you're probably someone who has very high goals for themselves and is an overachiever. You're used to setting goals, working hard for them, and then getting what you want. You pride yourself of your discipline, your hard work ethic, and the fact that you're ready to make some sacrifices in order to achieve your goals. Well, if you are this kind of person, procrastination might be your biggest enemy, and normally it might not be a problem of yours. But if lately you find yourself procrastinating a lot, sitting around watching YouTube videos, although you might have wanted to start your own business, it could be a sign of burnout. If you notice that procrastination suddenly affects you, although you're normally a high-achieving and very disciplined person, please don't beat yourself up for that. You might be calling yourself lazy and punish yourself for your behavior by trying to be even more disciplined, but this will get you stuck in a cycle of disappointment and guilt because you can't beat burnout by more discipline. If this is something that affects you, remember that you're stuck in freeze state of your nervous system. And if we go back to what we learned about that state before, it is a state that we fall into if our life is threatened. So if you suddenly suffer from procrastination, although this doesn't fit your personality, your body is fighting for its own survival. You have exposed yourself to prolonged stress for so long that your body chemistry as well as your brain chemistry have changed. We already briefly discussed the hormonal changes that occur during burnout, but these are not the only physical changes that happen to your body if you treat yourself like that. When you finally find yourself in a freeze state, remember that this is a trauma response. You have lived a lifestyle for such a long time that your brain and body now shut down in order to protect your life. This is how severe long-term exposure to chronic stress is and how dangerous it can actually be. So instead of hating yourself for being sluggish and lazy, thank your body for protecting your life. Burnout is a disease that can lead to death for various reasons. So if you're at a stage where your cognitive functions are decreased due to overexhaustion, and this can include procrastination, brain fog, trouble concentrating, executive dysfunction, and other symptoms, you should realize how severe the state already is, and that it is time to take action and make some fundamental changes in order to save your life. I will repeat once again, you can't discipline yourself out of burnout. You need rest and professional help in order to recover. And if you now realize that you'd like to maybe talk to a professional about this, I offer a free 1-hour burnout consultation where we can assess your situation and see where you're at. If you then decide to work with me, I offer one-on-one coaching in which you figure out what led you to burnout in the first place, how to recover physically, mentally, and emotionally through exercises and lifestyle changes, and how to build a life that actually benefits you. Burnout is a complex disorder that has to be looked at from various angles. It has physical, mental, and emotional components that all need to be integrated into therapy. As an osteopath, my primary access is always the body, because to me, body, mind, and soul are not separated entities. They are one thing, and we need to treat them all together in order to heal holistically. If you feel like this might be something for you, or you just want to talk, don't hesitate to contact me. You can write me an email to paola@healyourburnout.online, or just send me a DM on Instagram @paola.klisiewicz. Of course, all my contact information is linked in the episode description, and after our first consultation, we will see together whether I can help you and if we actually want to work with each other or not. I will be more than happy to hear from you. Now let's move on to symptom number 4 that can be a symptom of burnout that you might not have heard about yet. Pain. Burnout can lead to various physical pains. It can be headaches, back pain, a stiff neck, jaw problems, belly aches. So if you suffer from mild or severe pain that seems to always kind of be there, it can be a symptom of burnout. For me, it was migraines. In the worst stages of my burnout, I had migraines for more days of the month than not. But I know that for a lot of people, this kind of pain manifests in neck or back pain. Chronic exposure to high stress does not only affect your hormonal and nervous system, it affects your connective tissue, your muscles, your blood vessels, and your organs. Nothing stays untouched. A very simple rule in our body is that stress tightens tissue. An example, if you break your bone, which is a high stress trauma, stress in this case means high impact, if you break your bone, it will grow back together. And right where it was broken, it will form a new bone tissue that is harder than it was before. We see the same process with scars. If you slice open your skin will grow back together, but the scar tissue is a lot tighter than your normal skin. Now, if you apply this logic to our connective tissue and your fascia, if they're exposed to high stress, in this case, a high level of stress hormones in your bloodstream, they change their consistency and actually become harder. The structure of the collagen tissue changes and it becomes more tight. This leads to a decrease of mobility and a higher sensitivity to pain. In other words, it gives you the feeling of cramped muscles that can lead to chronic back or neck pain. If this is your problem, you can go to the gym all you want. Sure, you strengthen your muscles, which is always a good idea, but this alone won't change your connective tissue and therefore won't be the solution for your pain. If you suffer from chronic pain due to high stress, you need a holistic solution. Working out alone is not enough. Once again, if you feel like this might be you, don't hesitate to contact me and we will discuss your situation in detail. And the final burnout symptom I want to discuss today is compulsive behavior. Compulsive behavior can manifest in many different ways. It can show in substance abuse. Maybe you gravitate more easily towards alcohol or cannabis in order to self-soothe. It can also be food. Maybe you binge on candy and sweet things and then hate yourself and try to restrict your food or go to the gym afterwards. Maybe it is anger outbreaks where you can't stop yourself from bursting out into anger and screaming. Maybe it's a smartphone addiction in which you scroll social media for hours every day. Or it can be shopping. Maybe you treat yourself to a beautiful thing a little too often that would be good for you or your bank account. Compulsive behavior is a behavior that you cannot control. Whatever your weakness is, your need to perform this behavior is bigger than your self-control. A compulsion usually starts with an intense desire for something. Let's use shopping as an example. You start thinking about that new pair of shoes that you saw online and that would complement your wardrobe so well. You already have 26 pair of shoes, but you still want this one. And you start browsing the internet for this pair of shoes, and while doing that, you also put other things in your cart. This entire process happens automatically, but it is so thrilling for you that you just can't stop yourself. When you proceed to checkout, your brain finally gets that dose of dopamine it was looking for so desperately. For 1 second, you feel great, you feel alive. Just to be crushed by a feeling of guilt because you know that what you did was stupid. But you lost total control. You could not stop yourself, as if a demon had possessed your body and forced you to follow through. This compulsive behavior can lead to addiction, and I think it is evident why this can be very dangerous. If your addiction is food, it can lead to an eating disorder. If you gravitate to substances like alcohol or drugs, you may find yourself addicted to these. But it can also be gambling, shopping, porn, the list is long. It is important to understand why we turn towards these compulsive behaviors. It is our brains and bodies need to self-regulate. These compulsive behaviors change our brain chemistry for a short period of time. They release neurotransmitters that affect your mood. In the case of burnout, our brain and body may feel so deprived of the right brain chemistry that these shots of neurotransmitters can be the only way we regulate ourselves for at least a very short moment. I don't need to explain how destructive that is, and I don't mind being totally honest with you. When I was on the edge of my burnout, I used to party a lot in order to forget all my problems. I went out with friends all the time in order to not think or feel what I should have felt. And of course, these nights included alcohol. It was my way of letting loose, of forgetting how unhappy I was with my life and how bad I felt. But once I started healing my burnout, my need for this behavior disappeared completely. I have lost all interest in alcohol, and when I go out now, it is to spend a great time with my friends and not to forget my problems. These were my list of 5 symptoms of burnout that you might not know about yet. Of course, there's many more symptoms. I think I could probably make 100 of these episodes. Let me know if you want to hear more about the burnout symptoms, and also let me know whether you found yourself in any of these. If that is the case, don't forget that there is help out there. Your life does not have to be like this. I promise that change is possible. Feel free to contact me if you want to talk, and don't forget that our first consultation is free. Before we end this episode, I'd like to ask you for a little bit of support. If you enjoyed this episode and you like this podcast, please click the follow button and consider giving me a good rating. This really helps me out a lot in order to spread knowledge about burnout because it will show my episodes to more people. Also, if you learned something new and you think that others could benefit from that, it would be great if you could share this episode with a friend of yours or even post it on your socials. I want to thank you deeply for listening and helping me out. Until next time, Paula.